My first guest on the official Raider podcast, the best Ravens insider that we could have, from BMOshow.com, the great Jerry Coleman, who has a brilliant podcast also breaking down the Raiders and the Ravens with Jason Lockenfora from CBS. And Jerry, thanks for joining us. You just came from practice, I understand, where the Ravens got some injuries, huh?
They're dealing with some injuries. Thanks for having me, JT. We just got through our midweek practice, and Alex Lewis, who's a rookie playing left guard right now, left in the fourth quarter in the win against Jacksonville, and that was due to a concussion. He did not practice today. Ronnie Stanley was seen in a walking boot. He's a starting left tackle on their top draft pick. So that left side is shaky right now. Also not practicing today is the team's best defensive player of late, and that would be Timmy Jernigan. And then you had some other guys like Kamar Aiken out and others missing because they were attending the funeral of their longtime defensive line coach, Clarence Brooks, who unfortunately passed away to cancer last week.
Jerry Coleman joins us. Jerry, this team is undefeated. I've said it, and we've gone back and forth, that this was a five-win team last year because of injuries. The schedule jumped on them, a couple of big turnovers in big games. Why is this team so improved and undefeated coming into the Raiders game?
Well, I think you can start with the schedule, in my opinion. Coach Harbaugh took umbrage to that this week. I mean, listen, the teams they have faced are a combined 1-8, and you can make the argument, of course, the first team they're going to face doesn't have a win, but the second team in Cleveland, after Cleveland, didn't have a win, after Buffalo, rather, was Cleveland. And then they took care of Jacksonville down there. So this was a team that started off 0-3 a year ago, so they don't want to really hear about being 3-0 after what transpired last season. And it was a lot due to injury and travel. And this year, travel is in their favor. They don't even have to go out to the West Coast. They made three trips a year ago, and they're going to have some West Coast teams, starting with Oakland, come their way.
Ravens insider Jerry Coleman joins us on the official Raiders podcast. I look at Flacco and all those completions in the last game, and I said he's amazing because of his experience, his Super Bowl ring, and very similar to Tom Brady. He doesn't throw into coverage often. He's checking down. He's throwing into one-on-one coverage. He just makes good decisions. Talk about that last game and the completion run that he got on.
Well, it was amazing, 21 straight until Mike Wallace dropped a potential touchdown pass. They ribbed each other about that today, but they really do have to stretch the field more. They're only averaging just over 10 yards per pass, and Wallace is the guy that has caught all the TD passes to date, three of them through three games. This is a team that has only scored one touchdown in two games this year, and that's been a long-running bad tradition for this offense, which has to improve. Joe Flacco said it. They're only averaging 3.3 yards per carry. But Flacco, he was consistent in hitting his guys. But JT also had a pair of interceptions, and it's the second straight week that's occurred. So he still makes some ball security questionable moves and also throws into coverage sometimes when he shouldn't. And till this day, when he was talking about it during the press conference, not mentioning, that's how modest he is. He just had his fourth child and first baby girl, so congratulations to him. He said he's got to get a whole lot better. Obviously missing Steve Smith and a number of his receivers, including Breshad Perryman, who has been hurt for most of his career up until now, has really hurt him. And Dennis Pitta, his longtime friend, the tight end coming off the hip surgery. The chemistry is still building amongst the offense. The defense has been leading this team with some help from special teams.
Jerry Coleman is our guest, breaking down the Ravens hosting the Raiders. And I look at Suggs and this defense and Doomerville and what they can do and how they can get after the quarterback. And this is a team, and we go back a long way, who always makes their name being nasty on the defensive side, turning it over. What is the strength of this defense coming into this game? Because I know you respect Derek Carr, Crabtree, obviously Amari Cooper, and what Carr's done this year statistically.
Yeah, this offense that the Raiders are bringing in is very potent, and the Ravens are very well aware of that. Their defense has done very well. Their pass defense is second in the NFL. I think that's misleading because I really don't think they've been tested. I think Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree, who Jimmy Smith could be reunited with, you remember what transpired at the end of Super Bowl 34, that's going to be the toughest tandem this team has faced to date. And I think they'll be severely challenged by Derek Carr, who Coach Harbaugh had nothing but high praise for. They played him last year. He gets the ball out quickly, doesn't commit a lot of turnovers that he causes. So they're aware of the potency of this offense. But the defense, they're going to welcome back probably Elvis Dumervil for the first time this year. He has been out due to injury. Suggs, along with Jernigan, leading the team in sacks with three apiece. He's coming off the Achilles, Suggs. So at his age, they have to consider his downs and how they use him. And I think he'll be used sparingly along with Dumervil until they feel 100%. But one of the great additions for this team has been Eric Weddle. They haven't had a playmaker in the secondary since Ed Reed left. And already they have six interceptions this year. They had five all of last year.
Jerry Coleman is our guest as we're breaking down the Ravens. You know that the Raiders have been successful second overall in rushing. What is the strength of Baltimore when it comes to the point of attack with that front seven? The stats jump out at you big time in the Jacksonville game, how the Ravens were able to stop the run.
That's their hallmark. They have been terrific at that. And Jacksonville couldn't run the ball worth a lick. They were going to have to throw the ball, and they committed a number of turnovers led by Blake Bortles, who's the turnover machine. So that's what the Ravens relied on. And their kicker, Justin Tucker, who, like Sebastian Janikowski, has been very reliable over the years. That will be an interesting matchup. I think this game does come down to a field goal. And Tucker, especially at home from 50 yards out, has been pretty strong this year after being shaky last year, hitting four last week. And that's been their mantra ever since they came into existence. One thing the Ravens have done is sell out games. They've done that every game since they came back in 1996. But also, their defense has led the way, and that seems to be the way things are going right now. They really want to run the ball a lot better, and that's been a point of emphasis from Coach Harbaugh. But they have been without one of their top running backs, rookie Kenneth Dixon. He possibly could return this week, but I would think next week against the Redskins.
Jerry Coleman joins us as we wrap up the Ravens' side of the ball. One other matchup I want to talk about, Dennis Pitta. You know that the Raiders have struggled at times when it comes to guarding the tight end. How good is he? Clearly with 18 receptions this year, more receptions than Steve Smith Sr. and Mike Wallace. Is that Joe Flacco's security blanket? Is that a guy that the Raiders really have to bracket with safety help? Because once he gets open, he's got unbelievable hands.
Absolutely. That's Joe Flacco's best friend on the team. They're inseparable. So a lot of wide receivers privately will tell me, you know, that's his boy. That's the guy he's going to look for first. There's some guys on the team who will remain nameless who would like the football a little more. But that's going to be his go-to guy if no one else is available, and he may be his first option on a lot of occasions when he can call his own play and not listen to what Mark Trestman has to say. And that's another issue for another day, because it doesn't seem like they're on the same page. But you have to account for Dennis Pitta, who has dislocated his hip twice and remarkably, and again, some doctor's advice, come back.
Hey, finally, Jerry, you look at this team at 3-0. You got a game lead already on the Steelers, who got hammered in that last game. It's too early to talk playoffs, but the Ravens are a team that makes their mark in the postseason, and we're expected to see them against New England. No matter who it is, you expect the Ravens to be there. How did they handle what happened last year, the entire offseason, and coming into this year? Because the organization, as you know, from top to bottom, I really respect, and it just looks like that was a bad year, a lot of bad breaks. Does it look to you like the Ravens are back, or you want to see more of the teeth of that schedule before you tell me this team is a great team?
Well, two things. First of all, I definitely want to see more of the teeth of this schedule. I mean, I've been criticized for saying on the air they've beaten three Division III schools basically in their first 3 weeks. I think the end of their schedule is really going to determine whether or not this is a playoff team. I had them at 9-7. I thought they would start the season 5-0, but you know, once you get into some road trips to New York, they got those back-to-back against the Giants and Jets. They probably should win one of those games. But then after the bye week, JT, they're going to have to go to Dallas. They're going to have to go to New England. They're going to have to go to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. This was the team that was 2-6 on the road last year. They've matched that already this year in terms of wins. And you have to account for the number of injuries they suffered last year from Flacco to Steve Smith to Terrell Suggs. So that really contributed to 5-11, and I think that was an anomaly if you look at John Harbaugh's record.
Well, I went to you because you know this team. You're with them all the time. You're at practice every day, and you're my go-to guy. We really appreciate you joining us on the Official Raiders Podcast. Talk to you again, Jerry.
Grateful to be on. Thanks for having me.